Lobbying reform has moved up the congressional agenda, thanks in no small part to the Jack Abramoff scandal. Abramoff pleaded guilty to fraud and tax evasion charges, which he did while exploiting his position as an influential lobbyist. For a long time, lobbying in Washington has had a bad reputation, and this scandal has made that reputation even worse. And according to commentator and linguist Diana Boxer, it has also damaged the perception of another long-standing practice in the Capitol.
Casino Jack Abramoff is sullying the good schmooze. Nobody denies that schmoozing is at the heart of lobbying. But the term has acquired a bad rap, and this latest ethics debacle is a nail in the coffin for what used to mean something positive. The word schmooze derives from the Yiddish schmoozen, which in turn derives from Hebrew shemua, meaning rumor. Its earliest written reference in English dates to 1897. When the term was borrowed, it originally meant to have a warm conversation, to shoot the breeze, to pass the time chatting. Sure, it's always been just a short step from schmoozing to flattery. But used to be when people schmoozed, they felt good about just chatting. They came away from the experience having opened or strengthened a relationship. It wasn't about networking or gaining favor. Good schmoozers, in the original sense of the term, may get what they want or need. But the benefits are indirect. They come from the warm feelings of just interacting. Unfortunately, the meaning of schmoozing has come to serve the twin masters of what linguists call interaction and transaction. Mostly, unfortunately, transaction. Today, schmoozing means chatting with benefits. We could view the sleazing of schmoozing as evolution. Linguists no longer insist that we uphold the traditional meanings of words. Instead, we view language evolution as a natural process. We neither judge the changes nor mourn them. But when language change reflects degradation in cultural values, the issue at heart is something much more serious. Schmoozing becomes an activity that serves only the purpose of the highest bidder. For lobbyists like Abramoff, "Don't schmooze, you lose," becomes the motto. We should mourn the passing of the good schmooze not because of language change. There's no holding language back in a dynamic society. No, we should mourn the schmooze because it no longer serves the good of the community. The schmooze on Capitol Hill has made friends with the bribe. And that's a sad place to be.
Diana Boxer is a professor of linguistics at the University of Florida in Gainesville. She's working on a book titled The Lost Art of the Good Schmooze.